We have our parents, serve them in order to earn Jannat. There is a very interesting incident written in a book called Nuzhatul Basatin. In the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, we know Allah Ta'ala had given Sulaiman alayhi salam kingdom over the entire world. He is to rule over humans and also over jinnats. Jinnats would heed to his commands and be at his beck and call. On one occasion, Allah Ta'ala sent a wahi to Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Then listen, if you want to see a remarkable sign of my qudrat and my power, go to the edge of a certain ocean, and you will see a remarkable sign of my qudrat, of my power. So the Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, along with his assistants, along with many people that used to travel with him, they reached the ocean that was demarcated, and they sat on the shore, and they sat for a little while. They did not see, observe anything. So then Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam thought to himself that perhaps there is something at the bottom of the ocean. So he sent one of the jinnats to go to the bottom of the ocean to see if there is some strange phenomenon there. The jinnat went into the ocean and then came back to the surface and said, I could only go up to a certain point. The ocean is very deep. I could not go any further. So he sends another jinnat. That one also emerges unsuccessfully, that I could not see anything. Then a special vizier by the name of Asif Barkhiya rahmatullahi, was a vizier, special minister among the jinnats of Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, and he had enormous capabilities, powers. Sulaiman alayhi salam sent him to the bottom of the ocean. He was able to reach the bottom depth of the ocean. At the bottom depth of the ocean, he noticed a dome-like structure, and he brought that to the surface. It was a beautiful dome type of a little room, which had four doors. The doors were open, and there were beautiful doors. One door was encrusted with pearls, another one with diamonds, the third and fourth also encrusted with beautiful gemstones. But the amazing part, that this little room with the dome was at the bottom of the ocean, but not a drop of water was entering the room. Then he saw in the room a beautiful carpet laid out, and he saw a young man engaged in salah. So he was very intrigued. Sulaiman himself went into the room, and he waited for the man to complete his salah. And then he asked him, that what are you doing at the bottom of the ocean? How are you able to survive and breathe in this room with the doors open and yet not a drop of water entering the room? So he gave an account of his service to his parents. He said, both my parents were disabled. My mother was blind totally, and my father was a cripple. So I served them. He said, I served my mother for a period of 70 years, looking after her every need. When she was about to die, she was so pleased with my khidmat, with my service. She made dua that, oh Allah, grant my son the ability to worship you for many, many, many years to come. So he said, Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua of my mother. For many years I am worshipping Allah at the bottom of the ocean. He said, my father lived a little longer. He was crippled. I served him. He gave me dua that, oh Allah, grant my son the ability to worship you in such a place of solitude where there will be no interference from any creation whatsoever. So in the bottom depth of the ocean, there can be no interference, no distraction whatsoever. So the young man says, after my father also passed away, I was walking along the shore, the coastline, and I saw in the middle of the ocean this dome-like structure floating on the water. I was curious. I swam out. I clambered. Their door was open. I got into the room. And suddenly a farishta arrived from the heavens and threw that dome right to the bottom of the ocean. I was surprised. I was able to breathe there. I engaged myself in ibadat. And he says, daily Allah Ta'ala provides sustenance for me. Allah Ta'ala sends a green bird with a little amount of food the size of the head of an animal. And this food is so unique. It contains all the flavors of all the foods of the world. Whether it be meat, whether it be fruit, whether it be vegetable, whether it be drink, whatever. Allah Ta'ala makes me survive on this. In this way I have made ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So then Sulaiman al-Islam asked him, that from which era are you? He said, I am from the era of Hazrat Ibrahim al-Salaam. Hazrat Sulaiman al-Islam did some calculations that if he is from the ummah of Ibrahim al-Islam, a period of 2,000 years have elapsed. For 2,000 years Allah Ta'ala allowed him to make his ibadat in solitude by virtue of serving his parents. Sulaiman al-Islam then requested him, if you wish you can come along with us or return to this little house of yours. He says, I prefer to live in this house. He went back into that dome-like room that went down into the bottom of the ocean again. And who knows for how many more years he made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a blessing of being kind towards his parents, serving his parents. So as long as our parents are there, let us serve them to earn our jannah.